Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we are talking about maintaining a connection with those people that you are creating as a part of your community. This is the second module of the Untraining series, which really is about direct tools that you can use in your business. See, in the first module, we talked about creating your community and how vital it is to make sure that you're out building those relationships, creating your community, finding people who are like-minded, who really want to connect with you. Now, once you have gone out and, you know, you've met great people and you've started to build your community, how do you stay connected with them? It's a really tricky part because there's so many different tools that you can use. But at the end of the day, it's not how many people you gather into your community. It's how well you develop that community into a relationship. And that's what this module is about, is how to turn the dial up on those connections that you're going out and creating day after day after day. I remember many years ago, 15 years ago maybe, I worked in the realm of mortgages. You know, we can't really get much more mental than mortgages. And I had a manager. It was my business, but he used to like kind of, you know, guide us and say, hey, go try this, go try that. And so he went through this thing where he required us to meet 5 people every single day. 5 people that were relevant to our business and go out into the community and meet 5 people every day. Now, for an introvert, this was really painful. So what I would do is I'd go to a networking group, and there'd be 25 people there, and there were my connections for the week, right? It was a little bit of a loophole, but I'm good at finding loopholes. So my loophole was, you know, I would batch them together. I would take 25 people and batch them together. But there were weeks where there weren't any networking groups, where there was no way for me to batch this together. There was no way for me to create that many connections in 1 week. And so I would literally go into stores where I knew my demographic lived, because I worked only with senior citizens. And so I would go into stores that surrounded senior communities, and I would drop off cards, and I would talk to the owner or whoever was there and say, you know, hey, this is what I do. Do you have, you know, customers that come in who you know, are look like seniors, and can I leave this here because it's really beneficial for them? And, you know, and then I'd leave and I'd be like, ch-ch, 1, ch-ch, 2, ch-ch, 3. Now, I was going out and creating interest, and I was sort of creating a community, but what I wasn't doing was actually going to that next level and creating a real relationship with these people. It was like a drive-by shooting. And some of what we do, you know, if you just put a post up on Facebook, that is like a drive-by shooting. It's not really a relationship builder. It's a drive-by shooting. If you're sending a single email out each month, that's a drive-by shooting. You're not really taking the time to create a relationship. If you're looking for funding for a project or whatever it is, filling a program, what you want is to be able to lean back into people with whom you have a relationship, that are very excited, who know what you do, who know what your character is, who know the quality and the integrity that you put into everything that you do. That comes from a relationship, not a drive-by shooting. Now, the drive-bys are great, and we'll talk about that in the visibility modules that are coming up next. But for right now, real true connection, real true community building relies on you not doing a drive-by shooting, but by really deepening that relationship, by taking the time to have conversations with people, by taking the time to get to know them, by answering every single comment that comes your way, if you're on social media, by being out in the community and not just meeting someone, but inviting them to coffee to find out who they are, what they enjoy, what lights them up. To share with people heart to heart, soul to soul. It's not enough to build the numbers, and we touched on this in the last module. Numbers don't mean a thing. It's the quality of the relationship. And so this week, in this module, what I want to emphasize is, what are you going to do now that you've created the connection to deepen it into a knowing? Notice I'm not saying deepen it into a friendship, because that's not always necessary. You don't need to go to that extreme. But to deepen it into a knowing. See, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. So what are you going to do to deepen the relationship to the point where they know, like, and trust you? Where when you put something out, they take it seriously. This is a really important question. As a next level to go create your community, and then create the relationship that's deeper and allows people to really know you. And if you're doing a lot of marketing online, if that's where you're creating your business, then that means being present for the conversation. You know, many years ago, in another lifetime, I went from mortgages into real estate for a really short period of time. Hated it. Wasn't my thing. But I can tell you right now that I got several, $500,000 listings from Twitter. And that might seem like an odd thing, but when I was, on Twitter, I was engaging people in conversation, not about real estate, but in whatever it was they were doing. I was sharing, I was being generous, I was there for the conversation. I took the social part of social networking and I leaned into it. I chatted with people from around the world. I chatted with people locally. I had clients coming in from all around the world because of my Twitter feed. Because on my Facebook page, I talked about the houses I was in honestly, God, this really smelled and could use some serious new carpet, or whatever it is that I was seeing. I was being really honest and I was just there for the conversation. And if somebody asked me a question, I would answer it, but mostly I was out creating relationships. I wasn't worrying about selling who I was. I was just out talking to people. And yes, I got money from just being out creating relationships that didn't have anything to do with actually being out marketing or networking. So I want you to really hear this. It's not about being present for the conversation once and adding someone onto your list or adding them as a follower or into your group. You got to be willing to engage them at deeper levels on a consistent basis. If you're creating an email list, then email regularly. These people want to talk to you. They want to have the dialogue. Ask questions. Get to know who they are. If you're doing things in person, ask people out for coffee. I had a client once and that was her thing. She's like, let's go have coffee together. And they'd go have coffee and she would coach them, and all of a sudden they wanted to work with her. Do whatever it is that lights you up to get connected with people at a deeper level. Be there for the conversation, not for the drive-by shooting. So this week, I want you to be really conscious of not just the connections that you're creating, but be aware and ask yourself in meditation or when you're in your connection period, what can I do today to deepen one relationship, to get to know one person better, to get to know one person in my community better, to play with my community at a deeper level and see how that shifts things just a little bit more, right? This is all about turning the dial up little at a time. So I look forward to hearing your questions and your comments in the Facebook group. I love you all. See you inside.